Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our team that played well enough to win, and I unfortunately was not one of them. And when that happens and your quarterback doesn't play, you know, up to his ability, then you're not going to win a whole lot of games in this league.
All right, that was Ryan Fitzpatrick, Joe. And we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now because on the line is Radio.com insider Armando Salguero, brought to you by the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into a $10,000 at Radio.com/picks to a sign up. Armando, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Zach. Very nice use of the Tua. Very good. I caught that.
I'm glad you got it. Thank you very much. That was my finest work right there.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. Are we about ready? I mean, it's nice and effort, but is it time for us to see Tua? Is the coach about ready to make the switch?
Well, if they're not at least discussing the possibility, Joe, something is wrong. Look, the NFL right now is about one thing and one thing only, and that's offense, and that's scoring a lot of points. If you look at the games yesterday, 10 out of the 13 games that have been played in the NFL this week, the winning team scored 30 points or more.
Yeah.
You cannot win in the NFL if you don't score a lot of points. And right now, this season, the Dolphins are not scoring a lot of points. They've been at 30 points or more only one time this season in their four games. And guess what? They won the game.
Yeah.
And the other times that they didn't win the game. And so the fastest way to get your offense up to speed with the entire rest of the league is to have a quarterback who is as good or can play at the level of the entire rest of the league. And we're talking here long-term because I don't think anybody expects Tua Tagovailoa to be Dan Marino his first game out. Dan Marino was not Dan Marino his first game out. It took him at least until his second game to be Dan Marino. But we're talking long term here.
Yeah.
And what are we, if they're not in that bunker facility going, what are we doing? Because we're 1-3, we're not winning now, and we're not helping the future, something is definitely wrong.
Mondo, is the reason why it might be taking a little bit longer than we all thought is because it's a little different than Josh Rosen last year when you're kind of testing him out? Because once you go to two at this point, Fitzpatrick's done here as a quarterback in Miami, right?
Well, he's done as the starting quarterback, sure.
Right,
but, like,
right.
Okay, and that stops you why?
No, I just feel like that might be the only thing why Flores is taking his time with this is because once you go to Tua, Fitzpatrick's just your backup forever. Tua is the starter going forward. So maybe is
right,
that's the reasoning behind all this?
I don't – well, you know, maybe, Zach, but I don't see that as an obstacle. I mean, ultimately,
right,
Ryan Fitzpatrick was drafted not to be the was signed not to be the long-term answer at quarterback.
Right.
And Tua Tagovailoa was drafted to be the long-term answer. It's just a matter of when the clock begins. So let the clock begin. I'm fine with that. I think anybody would be fine with that. Is Ryan Fitzpatrick's feelings going to get hurt?
No.
Okay. Listen. You didn't play better.
Right. I agree. I mean, it's Tua time. It is definitely. I think a lot of people are going, okay, it's been great. We appreciate the effort. He's got a great attitude. I want him to stay around. Ryan, stay around to help him. But we got to get coaches and players. We got to go with Tua. I also heard something really interesting. If those guys know Tua's out there, I just think the offensive line effort, not that it's not great, but they're really – there's not going to be let down. Like, there's a lot of respect for Tua that they know that he's going to be the future anyway, and I don't think there will be any let down on this team that they're making a switch. Do you agree with that?
I agree with that. And also, Joe, look, all of the excuses that there were earlier for not playing Tua, and I shouldn't use the word excuses, reasoning. Let's use reasoning. Right.
Yeah.
Well, you can't put Tua in now because Ryan gives us the best chance to win. No, wrong. Ryan is 1-3. He's not winning. Right. Well, you can't put Tua in because you're going to lose the locker room because they're going to see that it's not about this season anymore. No, wrong. That doesn't apply anymore either. You're 1-3. You're not going anywhere at this rate. Something needs to change.
Yeah, it's Tua time, especially. Hey, listen, Ryan Fitzpatrick's one last week said he makes throws I can't make, his anticipation, his accuracy. So I'm with everything else with you. Hey, by the way, the other story, I felt like a year ago, Coach Flores, with the team that he had a 4th-and-5 on the 9-yard line midway through the fourth quarter, goes for it. Yesterday, he put it back on his defense, and it was a wrong decision knowing Seattle was going to score sooner or later with big plays, and they did. What'd you think?
Well, I think it's easier to coach when there's no pressure than when it's time to actually perform. Last year, if they lost, everything, it was good. If they won, it was good.
Right.
It was like a no-lose situation for Brian Flores in year one. You made a mistake, coach? No problem. We're good. We're tanking. You won the game? Wow. You're awesome. You maximized minimum talent. This year, it's the real deal. This year, a loss is bad. We're back to reality now. We're not in the let's lose for draft position mode anymore. And so things get a little bit more pressure-packed. And, you know, you notice we haven't seen the onside kicks, the fake field goals, the gamble moves that last year he took without any repercussions. This year, every move he makes has repercussions.
Armando, I thought yesterday there were a couple drives in that game that made me just shake my head on the defense of what's going on, but I think the worst one was the one at the end of the first half where they go 75 yards in 21 seconds to put them up 8 points at halftime. What happened there, and what kind of defense were they playing that they could let up big, what is that, 57-yard pass to Moore, and then that touchdown with just 3 seconds left? That was a backbreaker right there.
Well, two things I would point out. So they have a cornerback in the game in Noah Igbinoghene, who is not really ready to be playing right now. And that's obvious to anyone with eyes. Look, he stares down the quarterback. He reacts to the quarterback. He thought that the ball was going short, and it went obviously over the top to his guy that he let go. Also, Bobby McCain was not in the game at the time. He was being evaluated for a concussion, and Jamal Perry was back there, and Jamal Perry also bit up for the short pass, the curl in, and the ball went over the top. So You have two guys that are not starters necessarily, and they got burned. It's just as simple as that. I would say to you that we've seen this with Noah now for a couple of games. He did the same thing against the Jaguars.
Yep.
Right. Gardner Minshew overthrew his receiver, who was wide open in that case. But eventually you're going to face quarterbacks that are pretty good, and Russell Wilson is one of them. He didn't overthrow his wide receiver. He hit him, and the Seattle Seahawks scored in 21 seconds. Wow. They covered 75 yards in 21 seconds just before the half.
Right.
That just can't happen, by the way, in an NFL game. I mean, there's no excuse when you're going to keep everything in front of you. If they happen to get close enough to try a 58 or 60-yard field goal, God bless them. But you cannot give up that play. The second one from the three is a different story. But the one that set it up, and you're right, the mental breakdowns or that stuff is just not acceptable. And I know they got to keep – there's nothing they can do. I know I talked to Bo for a long time. He thinks they just got to keep going growing pains with Noah until Byron Jones. He's still going to play. What do you think?
Well, Byron Jones is, you know, they're hopeful that this is the week that he comes back. By the week, I mean against the 49ers on Sunday. And so if that is true, then Noah suddenly his plays go from, you know, 90%, 99% of the plays to like maybe 12%, 15% of the plays.
Right.
And one thing is clear. So the Dolphins had three first-round picks in the last draft. One of those picks was plug-and-play ready. One. Noah is not plug-and-play ready, and obviously Tua was not plug-and-play ready at the time.
Yeah. Armando, I know that we're talking about a lot of the negative stuff that happened yesterday after that loss. DeVante Parker showed a lot yesterday to me by getting a little banged up and then coming back in the game and ending up with 10 catches for 110 yards. Has he turned the corner a little bit, maybe in your eyes or fans' eyes, of a guy that can get out there and play even with injury? Because for a while it just looked like, you know, when the wind blew, he got injured, but now it looked like he came back after getting nicked up a little bit.
Yeah, well, he's still getting injured, Zach.
No, I know that. You know,
they've had four games, and he's been hurt in two of them. But you're absolutely right. I think his tolerance for discomfort is much higher than what it was. And I think his ability to play with discomfort is much higher than what it was. And you're right. Before, it was not just that he got hurt. It was that he got hurt and then collapsed.
Right.
Now he still gets hurt, but he fights through it, which is, one, a sign of maturity, two, a sign of toughness, and, you know, God bless him for it. That's what the NFL's about, because eventually, and Joe can attest to this, everybody plays hurt, and it's just a matter of who can tolerate greater amounts of pain to play better.
Tell you what, when he went in, I want to ask you, when he walked in after getting injured and we saw him limp and he went in the locker room, what were you thinking the chances of him coming back and playing were, Armando? I'm just curious, because I think the history stuck in everybody's brain, like whether he would play or not. What'd you think?
Yeah, well, Joe, it wasn't just when he went in. When he came out of the locker room, I was like watching him on the sideline. He was walking around like Fred Sanford.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, there's no chance Mr. Sanford is getting out there. And yet, there he was. I was very impressed.
Yeah, I was too, man. I'm glad that Zach brought up the real bright spot, because he helps all those other guys get better as well by being the number one guy out there. Came in, made some catches right away. Armando, thank you, man. It's always great having you. Hopefully, we're going to have some different news this week, during the week. We'll find out before they head for the West Coast.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, that was Armando Salguero, Radio.com Insider, brought to you by Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into 10 grand at Radio.com/picks to sign up. That's Radio.com/picks to sign up.
All right, right now I want to talk to you about Andy Cagnetta at Trans World Business Advisors. Oh, yeah, a lot of you out there, been a crazy 4 or 5 months now. You're going, well, maybe it's time to sell my company. I don't know, man. I don't know what it's worth, but it's just time to get out. I've been doing this my whole life. I put everything into it. I'm ready to retire, get as much money as I can, either do something else or just retire for good. Well, it sounds to me like you need Trans World Business Advisors. Andy Cagnetta and his team are ready with their 40-plus years of experience to help you find somebody to come in, get a lot of money for your company, and sell. Seriously. Seriously. That's what he does. By the way, they happen to be right here in South Florida, and they are the biggest, largest business brokerage in the world. Nobody's bigger. When you start talking about 600 brokers, 200 offices around the world, they can create competition for your business. I don't care how specialized it is. I don't care how big or small. If you own a business worth $50,000 to $50 million, you need to call Trans World. I mean, really, really good guys. Andy and his team over there are going to bust their hump to help you sell your company. Find somebody to come in, got legit money. They'll take care of all that. They'll take care of all the phonies and frauds for you, man, and get down to business to help you sell that company. So what are you waiting for? If you happen to live here in South Florida, man, the great news is they're right here ready to go for you. Call Trans World at 954 or 305-504-8100. That's 504-8100. Or just visit tworld.com. That's tworld.com. And learn more, because I know you're going to love meeting with them, and let them sell your company for you at Trans World Business Advisors.
All right, 560 The Joe wants you to see a Dolphins game at Hard Rock Stadium, courtesy of Dade County Federal Credit Union. Dade County Federal Credit Union, the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. For more info, go to finssecu.com. Want a chance to win those Dolphin tickets right now? Well, log on to WQAM.com. The home of the Dolphins is AM 560, FM 96.5, HG2, The Joe WQAM, and streaming on radio.com.
All right, well, listen, there was a great story last night, one of the best stories in sports, if not the best story, with the day of football. The Jimmy Butler performance last night was just sensational. 40 points, 11 rebounds, 13 assists. Just put the team on his back, shorthanded, no Gorin, no Bam. And tired of hearing everybody tell him they had no shot. People are starting to roll their eyes when Jimmy Butler said, "We can win. It doesn't matter who's playing. We can win with this group. We've done it before." And he goes out, and they beat the Lakers in game three by 11 points. 115-104, got some help from Mlynyk and Hero last night. Duncan Robinson throwing in a late three as well. And they just said, "Lakers, you are not getting this game three." So it's now a 2-1 series, but just a great effort, one of the best games in the history of this Miami Heat organization, which has had a bunch of great games in the finals. And you could put Jimmy Butler last night with Dwayne Wade, LeBron James. And I know they won championships, and they haven't done that, but considering what Jimmy played with last night and the rest of those guys just playing 45 or 48 minutes, throwing a couple of blocks and a couple of steals, and it was just a really great effort. And really, overall, when you look at the plus minus, the starting lineup really had great games. You know, Duncan Robinson, people go, "Well, he didn't shoot that well." He was plus 27
right
on the court last night. There's That's a reason crazy. He was playing. People like, "Why don't you take him out?" Defend, like, plus 27, Butler plus 20, Crowder plus 21. So the numbers last night from those guys. Giving Jimmy Butler, listen, it was all Jimmy Butler last night. You know, like, everybody's job got a lot better, got a lot easier because of Jimmy Butler, who took it right to LeBron James last night. I mean, he went to the basket, and it looked like Jimmy Butler was the one lifting the weights, the way he kind of got LeBron out of the way. And then LeBron going to the basket, man. He looked like a dancer. He took so many steps,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe 8 turnovers in the game for LeBron. 2 travels in that fourth quarter. 2 big travels late in that quarter. Ridiculous. But Jimmy Butler covering LeBron on one end and being covered by LeBron basically on the other and still puts up a 40-point triple-double. That's an outstanding night. I mean, you're literally, LeBron is literally all over you outside of a switch on the top of the key if you're a pick and roll. Otherwise, LeBron was taking Jimmy Butler late in that game.
So that first two games and putting him up there, let me see. I saw him with Kobe and Shaq and what AD and LeBron were doing, the 60-plus games and going with the all-time greats of the best 1-2 punch in the history of Laker basketball. And one guy gets in foul trouble and just disappeared from the game. And LeBron just looked frustrated, couldn't right. knock down threes, was throwing clunkers on threes late in the game. And when he did go to the basket, just trying to get calls. He was so frustrated last night with, I think, mostly with his team. And then he left with a few seconds left. He walked
what a petty move.
Off
petty.
The court like, you couldn't wait. Like, look at man, just stand in the corner. You don't have to shake anybody's hand. We know what this is for. This is for a friggin' ring, and they're not easy to get. We all get that. And he was, I think by the time they finally inbounded it, I think he was already in the shower. I think he was already halfway through the shower, man.
They showed the locker. They showed it in like a split screen, and he was basically in the locker room before the time ran off the clock. Like, it was just such a petty move by LeBron James last night. Like, you're right. Sit at the end of the court, pout, do whatever you want, but you stay on the court till the end of the game. Even the announcers called him out for that. Jeff and Mark were like, what is he doing? Like, it's just a bad look by him. And you know what? If you're upset that you lost the game, that's fine. And when you get basically your duo that, like you said, were being, you know, compared to the best duos of all time, Jimmy Butler put up 40, and that duo on the other court put up 40 as well. He out-assisted them, and he only was out-rebounded by 4 by both of them combined. Like, Jimmy Butler last night was Superman. There's no other way to describe Jimmy Butler's game last night.
Well, I will just say this. If AD and LeBron look like that, the rest of the series probably won't happen, but if they disappear, it's just a reminder this team was built
right
on there. They're big two, and it just didn't happen. I always wonder when you get stroked really hard for a full day like that. AD, they're putting up their numbers, and there's a picture of Shaq, and there's a picture, and Kobe's motivating them from someplace. He forgot to motivate him wherever he is last night.
Right.
But yeah, somebody forgot to tell him like the Heat weren't going to roll over last night after you made a couple runs after being down double digit. Lakers did come back a couple of times in that game to take the lead, but they just kept fighting. Yeah, no, listen, man, you ought to be proud of that team. I mean, you are shorthanded damn near 40 points a night without Gorn and Bam. And I don't know what they have, even if they come back, they're obviously not going to be 100%. You can't just miss 2 games and then go, hey, 100%, let's go. You know, so we'll see what we can get the rest of the way. But, boy, I'll tell you what, Jimmy Butler's mindset. You know, and I started thinking, like, man, are you in make-believe world about this game 3? Like,
right.
Nah, man, we can win. We can win. And by the way, LeBron, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. You said I'm in trouble? After the first quarter, after once again the Heat blew a lead, and there they were right back in. You're like, you're in trouble. Like, not tonight. Not tonight,
my friend. Jimmy Butler.
Where does that rank for you guys as far as playoff performances? I know that LeBron, you know, against the Celtics is probably going to be number one, but that was as gutsy a playoff performance as you'll probably ever see. I mean, for me, that goes right up there behind that LeBron against the Celtics one, for Heat history, at least.
I get that, and I knew this was going to pop up in the day of where we start matching everything up. I can't put it. It was great, but it's really hard to do. Listen, LeBron did it in a packed house in Boston,
right?
Where they were ready. They win that game. Boston wins that game at home. There's going to be a big old celebration we haven't seen since Larry Bird was there. So, yeah, man, I can't. I just can't put it with some of the great games on the road that we've seen. I just
and that's fair. Yesterday, though, Joe, was a de facto elimination game, though, still. I mean, that was as much of an elimination game as you can get without it being an elimination game. So that still has to play. That, to me, has to play into. They don't win that game. I mean, the series, listen, I think the Lakers still win this series anyway, but that series is completely over. He don't even have a shot if they don't win that game yesterday.
Yeah, no, I get it. I'm just saying, it's got, for those guys, I think this thing outside, and they know how big the game is and what's at stake. Bottom line is, they're kind of doing a kind of a pickup game, right? I mean, you got to get that out of your mind. We don't see it because we have some sound and some noise, and we're watching everyone, and we have the feel of a real game in front of 18 or 19,000.
Wait a second. Are you stealing no Tippin Pippin's take on the bubble, saying it's a pickup game?
No.
I mean, that's exactly what Scottie Pippen said, like, on Friday. It was in the headlines. I remember talking about it.
There's millions and millions of dollars of viewers watching these things. These are huge, and they count. I'm just saying.
But don't call it a pickup game because there's no fans in the stands. That's, like, irresponsible to say that. Like,
you can't put that game with LeBron James' game on the road in Boston.
Of course you can. Of course you can put them together, Joe. But to say that it's pickup ball because there's no fans is just –
If you want to talk about,
I expect
Jimmy,
better out of you to be honest.
I don't care. I would kiss my ass what you think. But Jimmy Butler, with Gordon and Bam, I would say from that standpoint is obviously more impressive,
right?
Because look, he didn't have a couple guys to fall back on like LeBron did the night he decided to be. Let me just give you, when you look back on my career, look at this game. Put it right there at the top of the list.
It's in that list, and it's
a great game.
I think that people are also forgetting right now because of the fact that we're talking about a LeBron game that could be number one on that list of all time for the Heat, and this Jimmy game that's just right now fresh on the top of our minds right now from last night, which was an unbelievable game. It's Superman performance. Dwayne Wade in a couple of these final games in 06, and I mean, some of those games were ridiculous. I mean, they might not have been triple-doubles, but they kept him in the series and won that series too. So Jimmy's is right up there, but I don't think anything can surpass LeBron's game. That's
LeBron also happens to be, for whatever it's worth, the most physically dominant player we've ever seen in basketball, and Jimmy Butler is certainly not. So for him to take over a game and do what he did in that fashion, I think it's incredible.
Listen, it's up there. It's right up
there.
Oh,
but it's a pickup game, though, Joe, because there's no fans. It's a pickup game. Sorry. I forgot.
So anyway.
By the way, Jimmy Butler became the first player ever to outscore, out-assist, and out-rebound LeBron in a finals game.
Wow.
How about that stat?
Yeah. Hey.
I happen to have this fear that LeBron is going to come back in the next game and be angry.
Oh, he's going to be pissed. Of course he's going to be
pissed. He looked very angry when he walked off the court.
The guy that should be angry is the guy disappeared. Like, I didn't know he was playing at the end of the game. He was just standing on the outside. It was AD.
Right.
What was that? Like, dude. You're one of the top three or four players in the NBA. People are mad you didn't get MVP votes and you weren't defense. What were you doing? Afraid you were going to get your fifth foul? Jeez.
I mean, it's possible they bought into their own hype, though, right? I mean, they were heavy, almost double-digit favorites going into that game yesterday. They got through the first two.
Was it 9.5 or 10 points?
Yeah, it was like 9.5. So, you know, very possible they bought into their own hype. I think you'll see a different Laker team in the next game.
I think you're going to see a different Heat team, too. If Bam comes back, it's going to be a different team also.
I tell you what Jimmy's counting on, all those guys shooting better than they did last night.
Right. Duncan was 4-12. Tyler was 6-18. Crowder was 2 of 8 from three-point land, 5 of 12 shooting. If one of those guys shoots better and Bam comes back, it's a totally different Heat team also. Top-heavy Lakers are it. LeBron and AD, we got it. I understand it. But this team shoots a
that was
bit
pretty good. By the way, the Lakers pretty good supporting cast those first two games too, but it was a lot of
Morris and Kuzma had good games last night. They had 38 combined points. They came off the bench and had two great games. But the rest of their guys, Caldwell Pope had 5, Danny Green had 2, Howard had 4.
How was Rondo last night?
Rondo last night was 2-8 shooting, 0-3
exactly.
From three-point land. Right.
No, I knew what it was. I 4 just let you read the box.
You know, apparently he doesn't like being called playoff Rondo.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, I mean, if he tried during the regular season the same way he tries in the playoffs, maybe he wouldn't have a nickname like Playoff Rondo.
By the way, how about some of his fouls on Jimmy Butler last night as buddies?
Oh, man, did he hack the crap out of Jimmy.
He hacked Jimmy, man.
He
twice.
Didn't hack him hard. And by the way, it was no big. I thought it was like we might get somebody in somebody's face, and it right. was like, no, I'm good. Like,
you see Jimmy when he went to the free throw line and Rondo was next to him. He goes, damn, man. They had him voicing it like, damn, man, that was a hard-ass foul.
If LeBron got fouled like that, they would have had to stop the game, send the teams in the locker room, spend 20 minutes reviewing that thing.
What do you mean? Mickey Mouse would have jumped out there and fought somebody if you would have fouled LeBron like that.
You're in rare form today, man. It didn't take you long to get wound up.
It's Monday. What do you expect?
You know I like LeBron, but he's definitely one of the biggest crybabies we've ever had.
Ever.
Well, what side?
He stepped on Iguodala's foot, and they had that mic going. I mean, he went nuts underneath the bat. It's like he stepped on the guy's foot.
That was a garbage.
And then he goes up
too,
to hack
right?
Jimmy Butler, and he's begging for the elbow.
All right. Well, listen, you guys, we got to take a break here.
You
we got
suck,
more
LeBron. Heat in five.
Yeah. Wow.
Or six,
that?
Whatever it is.
Joe, yeah. This is the same guy that says LeBron's the greatest ever.
He sounds like Paul Pierce now, so don't
he
listen.
Does. To
him.
He does.
Oh, come on, man.
You're the truth, Hollywood. You're the truth.
At least we got you.
Hey, anything can happen, Joe. It's a pickup game out there, right?
All right. Hey, right now I want to tell you about something. Hey, go back. Will you stop for a second, please? I got to talk about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, man. Are you kidding me? Don't ever interrupt me when I'm talking about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. I just want to talk to everybody out there. Still, you haven't refinanced. Why? Fixed rate mortgages are in the twos. It's time to save a lot of money on your monthly payment by refinancing. Take a look at what your, and more importantly, whatever your rate is, just look at it and call Michael Kotze and find out how much he can save you by refinancing with him so you don't have to go through banks. Let's just start with that. No going through banks. Call Michael Kotze, works 7 days a week, going to give you great service. And by the way, for people out there that are renting right now, now's the time. Money is so cheap. It's a great time to find yourself a place and buy it. Start building up some equity in your own place. Yeah, get rolling, man. Fixed rate mortgages in the twos. No prepayment penalty. Boy, I tell you, he's got a lot. It's a lifetime opportunity for you. A lot of people are going, you know what? I want to deal with banks. I go, I get it. Hey, maybe your credit score's down a little bit from where it was because of what everything's going on. You've been a little later on paying stuff off. Well, let Michael Kotze please help you. All right. This is what he does 7 days a week. That's what he does 7 days a week. You can call him or text him anytime. He's going to get back to you. He's been in business since 1994. Triple A rating with a Better Business Bureau, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 166254. Here's his phone number. I want you to call or text him. Any question you have to find out how he can help you save you money, get you approved, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. I know you're going to love Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage.
All right, listen for Fantasy Football Reports weekdays here. It's sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Who's hot? Who's not? We'll tell you. Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka.
Well, give me a couple, man. Give me Kittle and Beckham or something. Those guys helped people become winners yesterday.
Beckham had one hell of a day yesterday. Finally, a comeback day for him yesterday, that's for sure. To be honest with you, even in a loss, I believe, yesterday, Dak Prescott, the numbers he put up yesterday were a little bit ridiculous as well. There were a couple, even Gardner Minshew, Joe, yesterday, 351 yards, two touchdowns. Russell Wilson, 360 and two touchdowns. There were a lot of good fantasy days yesterday. Kamara yesterday, again, had a decent day. We can't not talk about this guy, Tom Brady, yesterday, 369 yards and five touchdowns. That was a hell of a day yesterday, too, in fantasy football. Wow. Yeah. Teddy Bridgewater, too. Don't forget about him. 276 yards, two touchdowns, and one on the ground also.
Good for Teddy, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It really ruined for Teddy. Now, good to see him running and get in there and get in the end zone. That was pretty cool stuff. All right, so you never know. You know, a lot of people starting to give up going to Cleveland wide receivers. They look like they want to run the ball, which, right. by the way, they did run it for 300 yards. Different guys. But I also heard their coach say we got to get Odell Beckham involved in our offense. Like, he's got too much talent, and this coach has done a really good job. They're right there. I don't know, man. Nobody can pick that one. Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and Cleveland. What a nice story, man. That could come down if, by the way, if we can get through everything. I am still, after the news that was coming out over the weekend with COVID-19 and Tennessee. Looks like the NFL's really pissed off at the Tennessee Titans for...
Well, protocol, it looks like, for something, Joe.
Yeah, so protocol...
No new tests, by the way, this morning for Tennessee. First day in 7 days, no tests came back positive.
So, well, they better hurry. Hope they stay that way for a couple of days. They're going to have trouble getting back on the field.
They can't even open up the facility, I believe, even with no positive tests today until Wednesday. And they have a game against Buffalo coming up.
The other problem the whole league has, and I don't know how you do it, it's open-ended. So you're quarantined at camp, you're tested, but yet not all guys are staying in hotels. It's not even mandatory that you stay in the hotel full-time if you want to go out and eat dinner at night. And then there's guys who are going home, which brings in a whole new layer to this thing with, talk about every week, family members are living at the house and what their day's like. Start having kids 5, 6, 7, 8 years old that the players' kids, and they start going to school. I just don't know how they stay healthy. I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't. We're afraid of this. The league's been pretty lucky so far. What, we're going to have one game suspended. It will be played later. That's the Pittsburgh-Tennessee game so far. But, boy, yesterday I was like thinking, man, Saints and Lions were going to be in trouble and some other games. And you're wondering. And now we're going to have this – I guess this game's on for tonight. As of right now, the Patriots in Kansas City without Cam Newton. So, next quarterback's up, whichever guy. I'm guessing it's Stidham. I might be wrong.
No, they said they're expecting Brian Hoyer to start tonight.
I don't get that. Yep. I just don't get that.
That's what the reports are saying right now, that Brian Hoyer will more than likely be the starting quarterback tonight for the Patriots.
Okay. Well, that was looking to be a really good football game. Hey, listen, we're spoiled. I got to imagine ESPN, even though they understand what's going on here, and the players, they don't want to start jumping into playing on Tuesday, and it shortens a week for everybody. But they got to be salty going,
oh, yeah.
I mean, it's great that we got Green Bay, and we appreciate it with Atlanta tonight. But you're going to move our game to 8:50, and yet the other game that's a lot sexier was with Cam and Patrick Mahomes. Now you're going to start that at 7 o'clock. Our games are an hour and 50 minutes difference, trying to tell us that, well, they're only going to catch a little more than an hour of the, and they'll have to switch over. So CBS, big winner on this one tonight, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Green Bay usually gets great ratings. They're a team that
They're playing the Falcons, and you have Pat Mahomes on the other channel. That's the difference.
Yep. And so we'll see how that
You have time though goes. To get over there before the collapse happens, right?
Yeah, you'll be able to watch the collapse in real time. If you watch the entire Kansas City New England game, you probably at the end of that game will just barely get there for the collapse.
You know, I knew that was going to happen. I knew the collapse comment would was going to pop up. I knew that. I knew with you guys it was like, well, usually by then, let me see, they're up 20, and then they're starting to fall apart.
I mean, they've done it 3 weeks in a row.
Right. Oh, man. Different ways, too. Ouch. All right, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to with the 9 o'clock hour coming up. Manny Diaz is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. Plus, we got a lot more to talk about. Big day yesterday, the Jimmy Butler show. The Marlins getting set for, another series with the Braves. They're still alive and going strong. And is it time for Tua to take over? Get to your text messages, by the way. 305-567-0560. We'll be right back.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!